At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Police gave the Fort Worth City Council some startling numbers about opioid use in the city and Tarrant County. Among the statistics reported yesterday, the city's ambulance service last year responded to more than 1,000 opioid and illegal drug overdose calls. Also, local opioid-related deaths more than doubled between 2010 and 2016. Still, that's well below the state average. Matt Fieri with Memorial Hermann Prevention and Recovery Center in Houston told lawmakers yesterday the state should consider making all kinds of treatment plans available to people, including medication-assisted treatment.
And for some, we know that abstinence from substances may not be more than an ideal, which is why many state and federal responses and strategies are focused on harm reduction, which is preventing accidental death, reducing the spread of communicable diseases such as HIV and Hep C, and stopping criminal activity to sustain use.
Experts say Texas opioid overdose deaths have been rising about 10% each year since 2014. The George W. Bush Presidential Center today kicks off its annual leadership forum. Bush Center CEO Ken Hirsch said this year's forum will dig into the center's focus areas.
We have work on economic growth, education reform, veteran services. We do work all over the world. We develop leaders through our particular programs. And to be able to put that on a stage with national and international leaders right here in Dallas at the Bush Center was really a great opportunity.
This year's Leadership Forum features some big names like Amazon CEOs Jeff Bezos, former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, and U2 singer Bono.
He has devoted his life and his platform in so many ways to building awareness, raising money, establishing programs to help the people in Africa.
Ken Hirsch will talk more about the Bush Center's fifth anniversary in our Friday conversation. A study shows that Dallas is getting warmer faster than almost any other city in the country. The research was conducted for the Texas Trees Foundation. Matt Grubisich is the foundation's director of operations in urban forestry. He joined KERA's Justin Martin.
Matt Grubisich, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So this new research is from the 2017 Dallas Urban Heat Island Management Study. What is an urban heat study?
Well, what we wanted to know was how fast Dallas was warming up. We know we have a lot of concrete. We know that it's hot here a big part of the year. But we really didn't know what all of that concrete out there, how much hotter it was making it. And so we had a study done with Georgia Tech University, who's kind of the leading researcher in urban heat island studies and across the country, to say, what is all of this doing to us?
Is it just the concrete that's making Dallas so hot?
Yeah, it really is. It's the concrete. We're close to 35% of our cover of our what covers the ground in Dallas is either roads, buildings, concrete, asphalt. And what that urban heat island is when it captures that radiant energy from the sun and then it releases it and radiates it back into the atmosphere, it can cause areas to be as much as 15 degrees warmer than areas in our more rural areas or areas where we have more tree canopy cover.
And now this, the concrete and the roads, that's what you call impervious surface. Is there more to it than that?
No, that's really where it's that impervious surface. It's that hardscape material that captures that sun's energy, holds it over time, and then radiates it back into the atmosphere.
Does a lack of trees contribute to this warming?
Oh, huge lack of trees. And what we actually found in our study was that trees are two times more effective in combating the urban heat island effect than even things like green roofs or white roofs or things like that. And so trees play a huge role in reducing our urban heat island effect. And as we add population, we have to add that infrastructure, but it's about having that balance. We call trees and that part of our green infrastructure, and it's having a balance between that green infrastructure and what we call our gray infrastructure, which is your typical roads. And right now, you know, we have 37% that's roads, and we only have way less than that is actually green. And so there's not that balance that's in there.
Yeah, I know green roofs. I've heard of green roofs before, vegetative matter on a roof, grass, or something like that. What's a white roof?
White roof is just literally it's just using a different surface that has a higher albedo, which means that it's more reflective than it does absorbing it. And believe it or not, just by painting your roof white can go a really long ways in reducing that urban heat island effect. States like California are now making it mandated that any new buildings that go in have a white roof. And so that's something that's really easy, cost-effective to do, and can make a big difference right off the bat.
So what does this heating trend mean? Are there health concerns or business concerns to think about?
When we talk about urban heat islands, they don't cause heat waves. What they do is they amplify them. And so, you know, people tell me all the time, well, it's always been hot in Dallas. It's always been hot here. Well, what happens is when you combine that with an urban heat island effect, you get extreme temperatures. So our extremes are no longer 101, 102. Our extremes become 115, 120. And when you do that, our bodies aren't made to regulate to that temperature. And so it becomes a very dangerous situation, especially if you combine that with a power outage from increased air conditioning use, or if you don't have air conditioning, or if you have pre-existing conditions like asthma or a heart condition or something like that. When you have those types of extreme temperatures, it can be very, very deadly.
What can a city do to offset these kind of heat gains?
It's all about, really, it's city planning. It's what do we want Dallas to look like in the future? Do we want it to be a healthy, clean place for us to live, or do we want it to be miserably hot? And, you know, so how we design our streets, how we design our new developments, how we design it to be more bike-friendly, walk-friendly. But then it's also about how do you just find that balance? So how do we increase the use of green infrastructure into our new development to make sure that we have that balance going forward? And then it's looking at things outside the box. So looking at things like white roofs and green roofs, and how do we set good policy standards around having canopy cover in our parking lot? And that just doesn't affect urban heat island. That also starts to affect things like stormwater management and overall community health.
Matt Grabicic is the Director of Operations and Urban Forestry for the Texas Trees Foundation. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.